Hurricane Katrina has dealt many landscapes a severe blow. I'll give you a few helpful tips today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with horticulturist Norman Winter is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service. Now, here's Norman.
Hello, gardeners. A couple of years ago, my home and landscape was hit by an F3 tornado. My damage took place in late April, which meant I had to make some fairly quick changes as summer approached. Because we're entering our cool season, if you had hurricane damage, you may be able to procrastinate a bit. Perennials can be moved early next spring. Because I had 47 trees down in a half acre of garden area, I bought orange flags and marked everything I could so the arborist would know where the plants were, even if they did look pulverized or non-existent. This paid dividends. But remember, everything can't be protected. The log trucks that had to be brought in did considerable damage to both my flower beds and the lawn area, so be prepared. After the trees are removed, go through the landscape and remove broken limbs from shrubs and cut back herbaceous plants as needed. As quickly as possible, remove leaves, limbs, and mud from the lawn. These could suffocate the grass. If you live in a coastal area where a saltwater surge covered your lawn, irrigate with fresh, sodium-free water when you can. The damaged landscape will not need any fertilizer until the plants overcome their shock. If you receive damage, one of the most important tasks is to take photos of all areas of damage. Be sure to keep repair and replacement receipts for claims, and a few witnesses wouldn't hurt. Your landscape will be beautiful once again. Well, so long, neighbor. I'm Norman Winter for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with horticulturist Norman Winter was produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.